Welcome to the Veggie Boy Project. This is a dramatization of a young man's desire for better health and how it led him to a journey into faith. Today, Liam recounts his blessings.
About a year since Dad had a heart attack. It almost seems like a distant memory now, but I can never forget that feeling of fear and despair I felt when I thought Dad was going to die. That fateful day changed my life forever. I impulsively decided to become a vegetarian. I had no idea how I was going to become one. I never really cooked before. Looking back now, that was a crazy decision. Then my neighbor, Mr. Rivera, gave me a little vegetarian cookbook and to help me get started. This cookbook was different from anything I've ever read before. I'm not talking about the recipes. This cookbook talked about how the Bible had a health message for all of us. It talked about a connection between our physical and spiritual well-being. Reading this cookbook got me interested in reading the Bible. Even though I go to church every Sunday, and even though I was a pastor's kid, I never actually studied the Bible on my own before. When I read about the life of Jesus Christ in the Gospels, the stories, how can I explain it? Suddenly seemed so real and relevant to me. It's like I'm reading these stories in a completely new light, noticing all these details I never did notice before. I feel like now I finally understood what it meant for Jesus Christ to die for me. It was my sins that I put him on the cross, and yet it was his love that kept him there. God, I just wanted to say how thankful I am and how much you've blessed me for this past year. Dad is still alive and doing well. A year ago, I could barely make instant noodles, but now I can actually cook. Stir fry, burgers, pizzas, you name it, vegetarian style and tasty. I even made a vegan cake for an engagement party. I'm thankful for my brother Caden for being supportive of my vegetarian lifestyle, even becoming a vegetarian himself. I'm grateful for the opportunity to do Bible studies with my super cool neighbor Kat. She even talked to me about the possibility of getting baptized at my church. Thank you, Jesus. I'm even thankful for Kat's fiance, Jason, who's actually starting to become friends with me, as scary as that sounds. He still calls me a veggie boy all the time, but I kind of like that nickname now. I'm thankful for my spiritual journey this past year. I've learned so much about the truths of the Bible and come face to face with my personal character flaws and sins. I pray for the Holy Spirit to come into my life daily and bring me closer to being the image of God he intended me to be. I feel more at peace now than I've ever been in my life. It hasn't been all sunshines and roses, though. I'm starting to worry about Caden. I've noticed he's been coming to church less often lately. I'm not sure I like this new group of friends he started hanging out with on the weekends. He's been out late and partying a bit too much. He says he's just having innocent fun, but I'm not so sure. I need to sit down and have a talk with him sometime. Even though Dad is happy I'm studying the Bible daily, he feels that some of my beliefs are a little extreme. We disagreed on a few Bible topics, and he even asked me to not be so vocal in Sunday school. Look, I love Dad and respect his knowledge of the Bible, but I'm starting to feel some of the beliefs our church holds on to are somewhat unbiblical and merely based on tradition. I don't want to argue with Dad, though, so I'm trying to keep my thoughts to myself. Kat's really open with me about everything, but after all these years, I really don't know too much about her family. She doesn't talk about them much, and she's quick to change the subject when they ask. I wonder if there's some kind of rift between her and her family. I wish I could help somehow, but it seems so painful.
Leo!
Jason? Hold on, I'm coming. Why is Jason calling me by my real name all of a sudden? Jason, what?
Leo, it's Trini. She...
Calm down, Jason. What happened to Kat?
It's bad, Leo. Trini got into a car accident. You've got to come with me to the hospital right now.
Oh no.
We hoped you enjoyed Season 1 of the Veggie Boy Project. Please join us again in a few months for Season 2. Liam learns just how bumpy the life of a Christian can be as he faces new challenges to his faith. This episode was written by Jennifer and David Kwak. The voice of Liam was Justin Vung. The voice of Jason was Josh Bui. Original theme music and narration by Philip Pitcher. This episode has been brought to you by Advent Tasty, sharing God's health message through simple and fun vegetarian recipes.